What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone. What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
I got this feeling that I've been here before. I got this feeling that I've been here before.
Hey. And welcome to We Know's Parenting. I'm Peter McNerney.
Man, do you not associate that song with like some of the most exciting moments of your childhood?
And this is Beth Newell. I don't know if I do directly, but I feel like I know what you mean. Yes, I'll say yes to that.
You guys were probably not playing that at like Cubs games. You were playing like Born in the USA.
What?
I'm just guessing.
A New Jersey anthem?
Yeah.
No, in Chicago, we, you know.
What is the Chicago?
Well, we
band?
Are much more. We just had a live organist. That was the Chicago Stadium in Wrigley Field. There was none of that, those stupid bells and whistles.
None of that. AM radio fancy nonsense with the
well Wrigley
with
Field
the music
now has
and
a big,
the
big screen. That's why you go to anyway.
We come here for the warmth. The
is this your Chicago accent? Hi, I'm from Chicago, Illinois. This is what we sound like in the Midwest. Beth lost her drink.
I can't find it anywhere, and it's
we're recording.
It's a lost cause. I don't know.
Later than normal because we had to search for this drink. It's a lie. I didn't help. I didn't look. But
you made literally no effort to look as I combed the grounds of our 2-bedroom apartment.
My neck hurts. I slept on my neck wrong, and it's one of those like my whole body hurts.
You
all
did
day.
When I was walking around you. I was muttering about where my drink was, and you were like, "My neck hurts. My neck hurts." In your classic Midwestern accent.
I'll tell you what, my neck, it is, I got a literal pain in my neck. Oh boy.
Tell us more about this fascinating.
I can't get the height of my chair correct to talk into this microphone so that my neck doesn't hurt. See all this sounds? Anyway. Boy, a lot's happened this week.
A lot? Wait, what happened this week?
Well, before we get to the major events, I want to say something before I forget it. Maven found this superhero mask thing that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, "Give me that mask, Daddy." And I go, "Here you go." And she grabs it from me and she looks at me in the most mature voice I've ever heard come out of a 3-year-old. She goes, "Daddy, watch and learn." And put on the mask. I was like, where did you hear that?
She's been wild lately. She's really feeling herself. Like,
watch and learn, Daddy.
She's been, so we had a play date yesterday, and mm-hmm. Bryn's friend came over, and the second we got home with him, she ran into her room and she was like, I need to put on my princess dress. And she like put on her big red princess dress from these costumes that we just inherited from my cousin's kids. And she was like, she like sauntered into the living room and then she turned to you and whispered, Lucas is in my house.
She sat right next to him.
Yeah, they were all sitting very close to one another.
And saddled up next to him and then looked over at me and whispered, Lucas is in my house.
And then like, so then like halfway through the play date, she went into the bedroom and did a costume change into a princess. Sorry, a mermaid costume. And then she waltzed back in with her fins. And she was very
watch
happy.
And learn, Daddy.
She was also like mostly naked for half the day, which I think she was enjoying.
Yeah. Well, she loves that.
I can't blame her. She looks great.
You just bought some sweatpants shorts.
I did.
You want to talk about them?
I think you can attest. It's very sexy development.
It's a very sexy development in our lives that Beth bought some sweatpants that are also shorts.
Sweatpants shorts. Yeah. They're great.
Sweat shorts.
I just, you know, I have to say I thought about this for a long time and I was like, all of my pajama shorts, I don't feel comfortable like walking out into the hall and like taking the trash out or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, I just need some like
trash taking out pants.
I need like granny pants for like just moseying around and living my life. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't call these granny pants. I'd call them hip mom sweat shorts.
I feel like I look like I'm at field hockey camp. You know what I mean? Like, it's not glamorous, but I'm comfortable.
It gets the job done.
You know?
Well, good for you.
Thank you. Thank you, platonic life mate.
I've only seen them in a poorly lit room while you were backlit, so I can only tell you that the silhouette is great.
Thank you. The problem is I spend so much of the day looking glamorous. At the end of the day, I just I need to strip down a little.
I just gotta lower my modesty, look like crap, feel like a real person.
Mm-hmm.
We also went to a baby shower this weekend.
Went to a baby shower. That was big.
You all know Sam and Raisa. They were a guest on the podcast when we found out they were having a baby. It's getting close. November. We went to their baby shower.
This is your brother. Your baby bitty brother is about to have his first child, which is very exciting with his very funny, lovely wife.
Yes.
And so Bryn, of course, we were trying to explain what a baby shower was to Bryn and Maven, and Bryn was like, we're going to get to see the baby come out, like, once again.
He was very interested in that.
He's really fascinated. Oh, this reminds me. So my sister was here last night, and he started talking to her about marriage or something, and he was like, if you're a grown-up, you have to get married. And my sister's not married, obviously. And then we all know she's not married. And she was like, but I'm not married or whatever. And he's like, you gotta. And I was like, grown-ups have to be married. And I was like, well, I think this came about because we were talking about like, you can't get married until you're 18 or something.
Yeah.
And then he thinks that once you turn 18, you immediately have to get married.
He's like, I gotta start looking.
So he was like talking to my sister and me, and I was like, well, I didn't get married until I was like 24. And he was like, I was like, are we in trouble? He's like, yeah, you guys were bad and you need to be married. And then I was like trying to explain to him, I was like, sometimes people don't want to be married or they don't know anyone that they want to be married to. And he goes, but what if someone's in love with you? And he was like so passionate in his mind. And he's like, what if they want to marry you? And then he like went and found, so my friend Sam from my birthday just sent me this very sexist vintage postcard where a man is like kissing the maid while his like hag of a wife is in the background. And Bryn,
if it's not clear, she sent this to you ironically.
Yeah, but it's very funny and cute. And so Bryn pulled this off the shelf. He was like looking for an example because he was telling my sister she should just go look out the window and find someone to marry. And then he like went and looked out the window and was like, there's nobody out there.
She just squirrels. So no.
So then he grabbed this picture down and he was pointing to this guy, this like 1950s, 60s like cartoon man. And he was like, Allie, you need to marry someone like this. And she was, and she being
a cheating scuzzball.
And she being a lesbian was like, I'm not really interested in him. And then she pointed to like the maid and was like, I'm more interested in her. And he was like, you're not into men? Or like Bryn was like stunned, and I was like, some people are not into men. And he was like, Allie, that's not nice. And it was,
I've talked about this with him before. This should not be a surprise to him.
But I think he's really into the idea of like being in love. You know what I mean?
He's a little romantic.
He's really romantic. When we watch like Disney movies, the kissing parts, he gets very excited.
He looks at you and he goes, ee! And then he runs over and like hides his face.
I get it though. Like, I'm like, yeah, that's the big moment in the movie. Like,
oh, that was me at that age.
All little soft-hearted children.
I was always in love with somebody for my entire life.
Who were your first? We don't want to go on this tangent right now.
I just remember in pre-K, there was always just like the girl in the class that I was like, I'm going to pay attention to this person, and I want them to pay attention to me, and I will chase them around the playground.
I think we've already talked about this a little bit, but when I was in kindergarten on the playground, we had a game where the boys would just like push each other, or like the boys would push the girls or something. And I was like very into just pushing the boys.
You still are.
Yeah. And I was like, that's my love language. It's just like touch, physical.
It weirdly is. It's like anytime, you know, like, we've been in a playful, like, wrestle you. You go from 0 to 100 of, like, I'm going to kick your ass.
Because I think it's really funny how angry you get if you start to lose control of the situation. Like, you're, like, well, you don't, because you don't want to be, like, because you're trying not to hurt me, but you're also, like, so angry about the idea that I could have the upper hand. Like, you're just, like.
No, there's no anger involved.
I don't know. It's just funny to watch you reflexively, like.
It's just I'm stronger than you. And it's like,
you were like, I need you to know that I'm stronger than you.
I always go into this mode going like, well, I assume we both know that I'm going to win this if we're really going for
but
it.
But it's not true because you don't have the endurance that I have.
You would think that you would, you know, not go 100% because you know
true
it's
that
not going to be real. And you just immediately go 100%. So I have to go 100% or you're going to tickle torture me or something. And I'm like, this is sort of fun, but it's also a lot of work. And I'm now very tired.
Yeah, that's fun to get exercise together.
I've learned not to fuck with you. So the other big thing.
The other big thing?
Well, I just wanted to say Maven talking to Race's belly and feeling the baby kick.
Oh, yeah. There was, at this baby shower we went to, there was a six-day-old baby.
Six-day-old,
the
so tiny.
Teeniest, most beautiful baby. And Maven was looking at it and, like, also looking at Race's belly. And
doing the math.
It. Yeah. It's exciting. She's going to be the big cousin for once.
So I've been feeling a little baby crazy.
You like, have?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've been seeing babies and saying weird things that I regret. Mostly things like, boy, it's taking all my energy not to grab that baby. Like, things like that that
people like are like, whoa, calm down, creep.
Like, your aunt can say, but, like, a big bearded man can't. So, my good buddy John Dixon, who we had on the podcast a long time ago, who was looking to adopt, it finally happened, and he had a great story about it after some really frustrating and sad and dead-end paths, ended up with a beautiful baby. And he's moving to Europe. So we had lunch before he went, and he brought his baby. And I didn't know he was bringing the baby. And I was so surprised.
You went goo goo gaga over that.
I went goo goo gaga. And I just immediately grabbed this baby, kissed this baby. And I was like, oh, yeah, you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to just touch people's babies.
I mean, you can if they're about to leave the country for who knows how long.
You didn't seem offended.
If you have a close relationship with someone, I think it's pretty welcome for you to grab their baby in most cases.
Yeah.
I had to play it cool at this baby shower this weekend because the baby was only 6 days old and they were like debating whether they should even take it out of the house. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to try to touch your baby, but
I wanted to grab that baby.
By all rights, I should be able to hold the baby that's right in front of me in a room.
By all rights, my ovaries say I can grab that baby, please. That football-sized baby.
Oh, gosh.
Sleeping just, angelically.
It's like an animal instinct that I wanted to go over and like smell its head. Like I was really tempted to be like, I'm not going to touch your baby, but if I could just get a little sniff of the head. Like,
can I get a whiff of that baby?
I feel like that's the thing when I had a baby, people would say stuff like that, like aunts and people who are just like, they wanted to like come over and do that. And it was like, yeah, I get it. Like you only get...
Smell my baby!
Over the years, you only get so many run-ins with a nice, chunky baby. You got
to
take him while you can get him. You know what I mean?
Baby in Brooklyn as soon as it's born, all the time.
Yeah.
So the big thing that happened today. There's no school today, tomorrow, Rosh Hashanah, and which means I was home with Bryn all day today. But I had to go in to do some work. It's Story Pirates. We have a new office. It's really exciting. And I figured Bryn would be excited to go to Story Pirates because he's a Story Pirate fan. And boy, what a treat it was. Bryn was such a big kid. He did a lot of walking through New York City. He had his little backpack full of Transformers and snacks. And he did not complain about anything the entire day.
Well, it's very exciting for him.
It was. I mean, I took him in recently before. It was more walking. I had less videos on my iPad. He got tired quickly that day. But today, he had a little room with a couch, and he loved it.
The key is unlimited iPad access.
I gave the iPad and the Netflix, and I forgot about him for a few hours. So we got off the train. We drove to the train station, took the Grand Central, or the Metro North into Grand Central. And then he started walking and realized his pants were too big. And they were falling down. And he was holding them up. And I go, okay, we need to go buy a hair tie or a rubber band or something to like between his belt loops to cinch it. And I go in and boy, I did not expect to find belts at the Rite Aid. And I found a belt that had notches for the whole length of the belt. There were only adult belts, but there were notches for the whole length of the belt. And so I bought this belt and put it around Bryn, and it loops around him almost two full times. And he could not have been more excited to own a belt. He kept going to the bathroom, and it took him 10 minutes to take the belt off, but he would not accept help because it was such a cool thing. I feel like he felt like a real big kid.
More and more, he's just becoming a mini you.
It's my boy.
It's just... Your boy.
My boy!
Yeah, he's just like straight talking. He's like, you got to get married when you turn 18.
Here's how it works.
You're going to find a wife. She's going to be beautiful. You're going to love her.
You're going to have a baby. Yeah, he still doesn't understand the gap between, because when I tell our story to him, I talk about falling in love and getting married and when I brought all our family and then we had babies. And so like the gap between getting married and having a baby doesn't exist to him.
Yeah. Well, that was one of the things my sister was telling him, where she was like, you know, sometimes you can have a baby with someone and not even be married. And he was just like, no, this doesn't fit my narrative. Like
I very recently told him this exact same thing.
Yeah. I mean, he'll get it eventually.
He's a microcosm for a certain portion of this world.
He's still pretty vague on like how the baby comes out, so it's not like
well it was a good Daddy Bryn day.
That's great.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of Exo Jackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, Exo Jackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at exojacqui.com. Made for women by women.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This next segment is called Would You Knows? It's where we present each other with parenting hypotheticals.
Okay, Beth.
What?
We got a Would You Knows this week that really, really breaks the mold. I'm just going to read it. It's lengthy, but boy, is it specific and comes with it a lot of questions. Hey, Beth and Peter, I have an 11-month-old baby girl and started listening to you guys during the many, many nights feeding, and I quickly caught up with all the episodes. Thank you for posting a funny and bluntly honest show, which has helped me see a glimpse into the future once my daughter grows from cute baby into tyrannical toddler. But anyway, on to the scenario. You pick up Bryn from school, and in the playground, he points out his new friend, who we will call Daniel. As you spot the new kid, you see him run towards an adult you recognize as Graham. Graham is the friend who you met 10 years ago through mutual acquaintances. He was the guy everyone thought was the greatest. He was friendly, funny, seemed like a decent guy. You became friends quickly, and he is a frequent guest in your house. You couldn't say a bad thing about Graham, but then everything dramatically changed. It started with Graham house-sitting while you were on holiday, which he had done before without incident. You returned to a clean home, but a woman you have never met watching TV. Graham apparently told her it was okay to stay while he was at work, and yes, he knew that day and time you were due back. He knew what day and time you were due back. This wasn't something you discussed beforehand, but you are not happy that Graham thought that leaving a stranger in your home was okay. When you call and tell him politely but sternly that your friend, that you found his behavior inappropriate, he doesn't apologize. In fact, he doesn't respond. He doesn't even come back to the house to pick up his things. You end up having to kick out the girlfriend when it becomes clear he wasn't returning. After this incident, you don't hear from Graham again, even though you had tickets for concerts and shows, some of which he was still to pay for. And as word spread, more and more people start grumbling about Graham and how he didn't turn up at a wedding, he owed somebody money, etc. He became the main topic of parties that more and more people bond over how the same person screwed them over. Over the years, however, your social group started to shift, settle down, have kids. The parties became playdates, and eventually Graham became a distant memory. And now you see Graham less than 10 feet away from you. Whilst you stare in surprise slash shock, you can hear Bryn asking if he can go to his new friend Daniel's house. As Daniel and Graham start walking over, you can see he doesn't seem to recognize you, but you know that face. You know that voice. You know it's him. Flashing before your eyes, you remember all the trouble he caused you. The shortfall from tickets he never paid you, the random woman you found eating your peanut butter with a spoon from the jar, the fact you had a suitcase full of his crap in your spare room for a year waiting for him to pick it up and eventually threw it out. Now he is standing in front of you, extending a hand to shake, and he says, "Hi, I'm Matthew," while smiling that smile you would know anywhere. You know 100% that this is your former friend who has just given you a different name. What do you do? Thanks, Nicola.
Wow.
First of all, it feels like, very well written.
It feels like this very specifically happened to her. But
I have been debating this all week.
It's hard.
This is something that clearly happened to her, or she is a very good fiction writer.
I feel like parts of it are true for her.
I mean, obviously the thing where she says, "Let's call him Daniel," makes me think we're skipping over a real name.
Yeah, but
there's two things. Let's discuss, did this happen and what would we do?
I mean, the only part of it that's less plausible as to whether it happened is the fact that he has a new name, like that someone would go to that length. Because there's part of her story where you're like, okay, this guy was clearly a mess. He sounds like maybe he's like, was like an addict or going through like a mental health episode or something. Like he was.
Yeah, he could have done something.
Like everyone thought he was a big mess at that phase in his life. So it's like it could be something like that where he turns into a normal person after he gets help or whatever. But
the name change.
But the name change
implies
tells
maybe
you,
it got way worse.
Yeah, either it got way worse and he's really running from something, or
witness protection, or just starting like a fresh page.
Witness protection. He just drunkenly stumbled into witnessing a crime. I don't know. Yeah, anyway,
yeah,
the name change is a red flag. This is how I feel about a lot of people who have done far worse crimes. Like sometimes when you know people who have been so horrible to you at a certain point in your life, no matter how much you've moved on in the distance, you're never really going to rekindle like a close relationship with that person. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it seems unlikely.
Well, see, that's the thing is like, if you just ran into him, you go, okay, great, I'll play along and then I'll never see you again.
Yeah.
But if suddenly it's, I didn't want to have a play date with Daniel.
Oh. That's tough.
I would brush it off. I would change the subject. I would make small talk and then I'd lie about having to go and then I would run away.
Right. That's a good thing about awkward parenting situations is you can always just claim to be like busy or exhausted, or you're just like, what? Sorry, gotta go.
can I have Daniel over? Can I have $1 million? It's great to see you. We gotta go to a skating lesson. Let's go. All right.
I mean, our kid really says skating lessons. I feel like it sounds like it's an excuse, but we usually genuinely are busy all the time.
We always have skating lessons.
But I think that's most people, and that's why I think it's a good excuse.
Boy, this is a nightmare scenario for me.
Yeah.
Really, I want to know what happened to Graham/Matthew. That's the crazy part. But well, him just going, "Hi, I'm Matthew," you know, oh, great. Well, he has chosen to not get into this. So if I don't say anything, we have agreed that we're never going to acknowledge this thing.
Yeah. It's almost like you'd prefer to not acknowledge it and that rather than have to talk it out with them.
Well, the question is he lying to you or does he truly not recognize you? Because if he's lying to you, then he doesn't want to hang out either. Then you can just go, okay, yeah, maybe we'll talk sometime. And then you leave and then you know you're done. But the weird thing would be to be like for him to follow up and just to continue this facade. Now it starts to feel like a movie premise.
It seems unlikely to me that he's lying in just this one scenario. Like if you're at a playground where other people could be hanging out that you mutually know, it would be weird for him to just like one off say it a different name. I guess there are people who would do that, but.
Oh, I mean, I think this is, it's 10 years later.
Right, but it seems like he lives in your town. Like, he lives in your community.
These are this is a very detailed email that we got, but we still have some missing details. Location,
like, I'm just
everything.
Saying he's going to see you around. Like, he's
Is this your hometown? Or
I don't think he's going to lie about his name unless he's, like, really dumb, which is possible. I don't think he's going to just lie about his name.
It doesn't sound like he makes the best choices.
I do, like...
I just need to know, did this happen?
I will say,
did this happen?
In my experience with like my friends and some of the weird like fuckboy men who need to go to therapy situations they've dealt with, it isn't unusual for them to lie in a way that is like preposterously implausible and just you're like, what? Like you literally just contradicted yourself. Like,
In my defense, I didn't think about it till I was saying it.
I could see this guy being someone who's like, yeah, I said that's my name because that's not my name. You have bad hearing and everyone here talks about it and they hate you and your hearing.
I know people like that have made insanely bad life decisions. And there are people that there was zero forethought. It was just covering for the current moment. And they're really fun, interesting people.
Are they fun, interesting people?
Yeah, they're people that live in the moment and are like genuinely funny and smart, but just have no foresight.
No, there's like a weird, there's a weird manipulation that they're doing that's not like, healthy way to exist in the world.
The person I'm thinking of, like, his life is very, very sad right now.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not going to get into it.
Let's just end it on that really depressing.
This made me think of. Well, it's clear what I would do, which is avoid and run away. That's my mode is to socially go, I'm not sure, so I'm gonna bail.
Yeah, I will not constantly bail on people, but I do think when you're getting a lot of red flags around people, it's okay to like keep your distance and like see how things unfold, you know? Like, you don't have to be someone's best friend just because they're like demanding your attention. Do you know, like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, it's... well, I think we've both gone both ways on that with people in the past.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You never know.
You never know. I'm more standoffish. I'm so scared that I just don't connect with anybody most of the time. And so I don't fall into these
situations. Wait, can I tell you something really completely unrelated to this?
Yeah, that's sort of this point of this podcast.
Well, speaking of being more open to people, I feel like in the last few years, 10 years, I don't know, I've gotten much more comfortable interacting with strangers in a casual basis on these streets,
on these mean
as a white woman, I was at the liquor store in town, and they had these like cans of gin and tonic, so I asked the guy about it. Like, I was like, are these any good? Because I've had some mixed, because this liquor store, it tends to be like a little more curated than the other ones around here. Like, they're like, if anytime I ask them a question, they're like, oh, no, we wouldn't stock crap. Like, we care that we're giving you things that taste good, you know? It's not necessarily, like, everything there is expensive. They'll have, like, bargain wines or whatever. But so I'm asking him about it, and he was like, oh, yeah, they're really good, blah, blah, blah. And we do tastings here in our speakeasy in the basement of the liquor store. And he was like, from, like, 7 to 9 on Thursdays and Fridays. And I was like, oh, cool. That sounds cool. Like, and he was like, they have like live music and stuff like that. And I was like, cool. I like a speakeasy vibe. I would check that out. And so I was like, I guess I'll have to get a babysitter. And then he pointed to the countertop and was like, this woman down the street at the like dance place is doing like dance and movement classes from 7 to 9 while we do our tasting so that parents can drop their kids off and come here and drink in the basement for 2 hours. And I was like, wow, this is really like a perk of the suburbs. It's like
that's the most suburbs night I've ever heard.
I'm really skeptical, though, that our kids would be willing to go out at 7 p.m. on a Friday just in terms of their energy levels at that point in the week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, their bedtime is fast approaching.
It's like, it's really hard to say.
Oof. I'd like to see the speakeasy before I commit to this.
I don't know if there's photos online because it's a speakeasy. It's top
illegal.
Secret.
It's crazy illegal. I always go in there and there's one person standing behind the counter and there's another person standing behind a table and they're doing a wine tasting. And
here's what I like about the idea of a speakeasy
uh-huh.
is that I don't really care too much about the decoration or whatever, as long as I'm in a place at nighttime, they're keeping the lights dim so that I don't feel insane.
Yeah.
And this is something I'm increasingly realizing is that I have an extreme sensitivity to light at nighttime.
Oh, at nighttime, our apartment is a cave.
Anyway, I think I already talked about that on the podcast. Anyway, yeah. But so we got to go to Speakeasy at some point and drop our kids off somewhere until they are insane and flipping out. And then
so we
got
to go to a Speakeasy now in the basement of a liquor store. So Nicola, boy, this email, really got me.
Please. I think I just want to reiterate, I think it's not irrational to just skirt around people who seem like they might be a powder keg of issues. Like, you don't have to.
There's people in my life I know that would handle this very differently. There's friends of mine who would just go, Matthew, Graham, it's you. It's me. What's the deal? And I sort of,
I feel like you're referring to a very specific person.
I'm not going to say. I'll let them decide who I'm talking about. And in some ways I envy that people can just say what they're thinking.
Yeah.
But I'm not that person.
Well, I feel like the people who are more social and more like interested in those kinds of interactions are just less sensitive to other people's behavior in general. Like they just shrug stuff off more easily than I am capable of. So
yeah.
I like, it's okay for them to have a large social circle of like just random people. Like
they can absorb people lightly.
They can like disengage or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a lot.
It's too much energy to, as I've gotten older, it's gotten worse, more introverted. It's been so much energy. I don't even know what it is, just thinking about how I'm coming across.
I feel like I'm more social as I get older because I realize that it's not about necessarily the people I'm interacting with, like who they are. It's more about the quantity of time I'm spending with people in the course of a week. Like,
yeah.
I like interacting with people in spurts, and then I need to, like, retreat and go into a dimly lit room. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think now that I'm thinking about it, I'm just not interested in anything or anyone ever, and it's scary and depressing.
Except for me, but you're so obsessed with me.
Yeah, well, you play so hard to get that it's tough for me to get sick of you because you give me
these.
You're
welcome.
Yeah, I've grown to appreciate how you interact with me, which was not how I wanted to interact with you. But now
that
it's
sounds
good.
Really bleak.
I feel like our Venn diagram is merging, and every day I'm happier to be married to you. On that backhanded sentiment.
Wow. You sound so happy.
I really am. It sounded the opposite, but I love you.
Can I segue into a segment?
What does that mean? Sure. Well, we need to do an ad.
Okay.
We do it? All right. Oh, boy. Get ready. Beth's about to intro something. We'll be right back.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi. Jackie here, founder of Exo Jackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, Exo Jackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at exojacqui.com. Made for women by women.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
And now it's time for Did You Knows? This is where we share something we learned, and Beth has something she has not told me about.
Okay, so I kind of maybe told you a little bit, which is that I had a phone reading with this psychic on Friday, this woman who I follow on Instagram. And so I asked her, she's like, you have any other questions? And so I was like, what about my husband and kids, I guess. That was like the end of...
Well, what about my husband and kids, I
this
guess?
This is like towards the end of the reading after I got out the other questions. And I feel like, maybe I said this before, but I feel like I don't ask, when I speak to psychics, I don't ask them about stuff related to you or the children because I'm not worried about it. Like, I'm just sort of like, well... Our relationships are good. Like, I'm not like, I know the issues that we're navigating there.
Yeah. There's no mystery to them.
Yeah. It's just like, they're, you know.
Yeah.
So then I couldn't think of anything else. I was like, yeah, sure. Like, tell me what's going on with my husband and kids. And so she told me about our children and she was like, pretty apt, but she was saying, you know, like Maven's very sensitive, like me, which we've talked about before, and she said something interesting about Bryn, which is that she thinks he's good with his hands, which is so funny because on this podcast we've talked about how he got poor marks for scissors.
Yeah, and he can't catch a ball, and his hand-eye coordination is
not good. I was like, that's actually shocking to know, but.
Or incorrect.
That was the one thing she said that stood out. I'm trying to remember everything else she said, but she was like, she was talking about how Maven's very sensitive and he's more like practical, like business minded, which I think is very funny of like his like tone.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, he likes to explain things.
Yeah.
Well, Beth just turned on her phone and it lit up the room. Like a Marvel movie, blue laser in
Sorry.
The sky.
Okay, so I wanted to look at my notes that I took. So she, she said he gets bored easily, which I think is very true. And like, I feel like sometimes he has issues at daycare and now at kindergarten where I feel like he is just kind of bored at certain points in the day when they're just like after school, he's just like hanging out. And I always feel like an asshole parent to bring this up, to be like, what can we do to make his time after school more interesting?
Because it sounds like Art Boy is so smart, he's above this.
Yeah.
He's bored.
Well, because one of the issues he's having after school is that they told me he was pushing people, and they were, and the woman there who's like 20-something, she was like, what worries me is that he pushes people out of the blue for no reason. And I was like, I really do feel like he's bored. He's like little me on the playground. Like, he's just like, I don't know.
Like little you?
Well, because it was a callback to earlier when I was talking about pushing kids on the playground.
Right. I already forgot.
But I do, like...
That was not me.
I don't want to sound like the parent who's like, no, my kid's just violent because it's your fault. Like, I know that sounds insane, but I do think he does well during the school day when it's structured and he's learning and, like, it's very stimulating. And then after school, I think he's just kind of like, what's going on here? Like,
I think he literally just gets tired at 4:30 every single day.
That's also possible. Yeah.
If that happened today, he was perfect all day long till 4:30. Then he's like, I'm hungry. I'm going to push my sister.
Yeah.
He didn't push her, but he like just like grab things from her just to be a little bastard.
Right. Well, I think what I wanted...
I was just called Bryn a little bastard. And, I didn't like that.
So what I brought up to the people at after school is I was like, can he bring toys and stuff? Because he's there for a long time. And like, it doesn't seem like they have like a ton of stuff going on. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, can he bring like toys? Or, and then I ran into our neighbor whose son is also there and is the same age. And she was like, oh, we should buy them like workbooks. Because there's a part of the day after school where the older kids all do their homework. And then mm-hmm. the little kids who don't have homework are just like sitting around. And I think if we gave them like pretend work where they felt like they had to like sit there and do this together, because
Brynwood is the kid who would actually like that.
Yeah. And I think our neighbor son across the hall is also like, they're both just nerdy little boys.
They're both little nerd boys.
Yeah. So I think this would be a good thing for them to like bond over and like feel tough. Like they're like, we got to do our work. So yeah, I think we need to order something.
I'm down with this. What did the psychic say about me?
Oh, okay. So this is what I think, why I brought it up, because I think this is going to feel validating for you.
Okay.
Is she said...
Weirdly, you know, it's, you know, I'm not into this stuff, but I'm more open and less judgmental than I've ever been about it, I feel. But the second you said, I asked her about you, I realized that's the first time I've ever heard that. And I felt myself get real defensive.
So she said that the one thing she said about you pretty much, well, no, she said nice things too, but she said you're stressed about finances.
Not at the moment. Historically.
I don't know. I feel like that's... I don't know. Well, that's what she said. And then...
I mean, I'm capable of that at any moment.
I mean, like, the gist of what I kind of expressed to her in my question was just, like, I don't, like... I was like, I feel like there's been some tension between us recently, but not, like, you know, maybe, like, a pretty normal level for, parents. And in so many words, I said that. And then she said he's stressed about finances. And I was like, that makes sense for him. I really don't see anything big. And like, she was like, she's like, I see this as a solid relationship. He's a great dad. And I was like, yeah, you're right.
Okay. She could stay. Although I will say he's stressed about his finances is the safest thing you could guess about anybody.
Just brush it off and don't access your emotions.
I'm just
on
particularly
air.
Happy about our finances right now, which is the only thing. Why?
Okay, good.
But all right. I like her because she made me sound good, and that's really all I care about in the world, to a fault.
Yeah, and she. Oh, here's the thing she said about Maven that like it took me a while to connect with this, and then I was like, oh my god, she's right. So she was saying Maven was really sensitive and like picking up on everyone's energy, like me. And then she said. She was like, does she get kind of like manic? And I was like, what? And I was like, no, we think of her brother as more that way. And then it didn't sink in until after I got off the phone with her. I was like, oh my God, Maven has been doing this thing where whenever we're around a lot of people for like an extended period of like hours on end, she starts to go kind of like insane. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's like the most shy person when we get to a party, but then by the end of the night, she's like jumping off the walls, you know, like.
That's like you. I mean, you're so reserved. I mean.
People take a lot out of us.
This is when we were younger and would go out and drink. There was a certain amount of like, you would hit a certain drink threshold and you're just like, okay, I'm going. And it was like very rare you would see that, Beth. And you knew, like, boy, you were going to hear a thing from Beth we never heard, and she's definitely going to throw up later. I've met this Beth four times in my life.
I have not thrown up in a long time.
No. I'd say this literally probably happened four times since I've known you. And it's a mode that's exciting and scary.
This is why I can't drink. I can't drink like that because I really, really hate throwing up so much.
Remember when you threw up out of the window of that cab?
Mm-hmm. And then the cab driver tried to hold me hostage in the cab while you went to get a bucket of water.
I handled that well.
You did. It's still interesting that someone thinks your body is a pawn in their game of trying to
in his defense. In his defense, like he, we later found out because we got there and you puked out the window while we were on the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah, on the outside of the car.
And like, there's no way he could have pulled over, and so. I told him, I was like, I will take care of this. Drive us home. I will take care of it. I will pay for this. We got there and I go, I'm going to run upstairs and get some water and some soap and I'm going to wash the outside of your cab. And he goes, she stays here. Like,
yeah, he tried to hold me hostage.
And I said, no, she's coming up with me. And I go, here. And I gave him my phone. I said, you can hold this hostage. And he was surprised by that, and he let me go.
He was like, actually, this is better. It's more value.
Yeah.
Cool.
Honestly, it's easier to sell a phone than a woman. That was a creepy thing to say. But when I came back and I was doing it, and he was still...
It's fine. You and every other man has thought about it, you know, like, just enslaving a woman. Cool. All right, moving on.
Phone's not going to yell at me, am I right? But as I was almost done, he realized, oh, this might actually turn out okay for me. He told me that somebody had puked in his cab last week and like just left. And so he had to go get this cleaned. And I was like, oh, that is so stressful that happened to you. Of course you were annoyed at us.
I get why it's stressful.
But we took care of it. I gave him a real big tip. And at the very end, like the last second, he was like, thank you. And then like suddenly he was positive in the last moment.
You know, I just got in an argument with the New York City cab driver last week that really stuck with me. He was talking to me about like the UN going on, and then he was telling me about like rich people in New York City, and he was like, you know what brings in the most money above all the baseball games and all the everything? He was like, the U.S. Open, because the rich people come in from out of town and they like stay for a whole month and they spend all this money. And I was like, oh, interesting. And then throughout our conversation, I kept trying to be like, yeah, well, that's why we have to tax the rich more, because he was like complaining about the roads and everything. And I was like, and he refused to agree with me for the whole car ride. Like, no matter what I would say, he's like, well, the rich people, they do make jobs, and people need those jobs, so I can see why they would blah blah. And I was like, right, but we need to tax the rich more. And
I'm seeing a scenario where every time he said a whole long thing, you would go, yeah, but we gotta tax the rich more.
Well, he literally was telling me about how he has this friend who's really rich who has an apartment in New York, and when he comes into New York, he actually stays at a hotel because he doesn't like to make his own coffee in the morning at the apartment, but his wife stays at the apartment sometimes. And I was like, this is like a huge pet peeve I have about New York City, is I'm like, there are like foreign billionaires with like apartments that they don't live in and never see, and then there's all these people with no housing. And I'm like, there has to be a way to tax those people higher who
That's what they're talking about right now. This
is like a huge pet peeve of mine. I'm like, it's like why we have to tax the rich is I'm like, they have all these resources that they're not using. we could take a little bit of money so that the people can have roads that aren't falling apart. And anyway, this taxi driver was just like, crazy girl, doesn't understand.
Well, you know what? That sounds like a more productive. It sounds like a real debate you were having, which is better than most discourse these days.
I don't know.
So good for you both, even if you didn't change his mind.
Yeah.
This has been... Did you know? Well, this has been another episode of We Knows Parenting. If you would like to reach out, tell us a story, give us some advice, ask for our advice, send us a Would You Know scenario. You
can email us at weknowspod@gmail.com.
Or leave us a voicemail at 347-384-7396.
Find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all your favorites. Should we start a TikTok?
Also, what's a TikTok?
Oh, it's something the kids have known about for like 8 millennia, but...
I know it basically only by name. I know it's a thing. I know it's huge, but...
It's huge. All right.
All right. Please write in. Should we start a TikTok?
Yeah, tell us if we should start a TikTok.
And explain what it is. boy, until next time. Bye.
Bye.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Turns out a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi. Jackie here, founder of ExoJackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, ExoJackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at ExoJackie.com. Made for women by women.